and all things Josh Freeman, and really just a great guy, period. Joining us now, former Gators great and Bucks running back, fullback, special teams player, here for many years with the team, a guy that a lot of fans would have loved to see back this season. Ernest Graham joining us here on the Hooters Hotline on 98.7 The Fan. Ernest, how are you?
I'm great. How are you guys doing tonight?
We are doing pretty good. Thanks for joining us here. You know, I didn't know if you go to bed early now that you're not playing football. You know, 8:30, are they tucking you in over there?
Yeah, man, I try to get to bed a little bit early. I'm getting up early, you know, still working out. I'm still on the same schedule, man. No habits die hard, so I'm definitely getting to bed on time. But, you know, I want to stay up tonight, man, to get a chance to talk with you guys.
Hey, appreciate it, Ernest. Hey, you know, first off, if you got the call tomorrow, if your agent gave you a shout or somebody reached out to you, are you physically, I knew you're not in football shape, but are you physically ready to start practicing in a couple of days?
Yeah, man, I physically keep myself in shape. I've just always been accustomed to doing that. Depending on who, you know, gave me a call, I'd take a look at the situation and definitely decide from there. I take a lot of pride in what I do on the football field, man, so... you just want to make sure that it's a ideal situation and, you know, they understand your skill set and so on. But, right now, man, I'm just enjoying my off-the-field things. And if a situation comes up, man, I'll take a look at it, man. You kind of have to do that, you know what I mean, yell that to yourself. So I would definitely take a look at it, man. But right now I'm still focused on my off-the-field stuff. And if something comes up, I'll evaluate it.
Absolutely. Are you enjoying Sundays? Are you enjoying parking yourself in front of the TV and doing the fan thing and watching different games? How do you feel when the games are on?
It's different, man. It's very different. You know what I mean? I typically go out somewhere and, you know, I watch the game, and, you know, it's the first time I've really, you know, engaged with football in that manner, you know, especially with the NFL. It's been a while since I've done that. So, you know, not playing on Sundays, being out, you know, watching the Bucks is odd for me. You know what I mean? I'm definitely enjoying, you know, watching the guys I played with last year, but, you know, not actually being, in a Bucks uniform, being in, you know, Raymond James Stadium. It's definitely different for me, man. But, it's different for me. I'm enjoying it. You know, I mean, I'm kind of getting the itch as far as, you know, coaching and advising, you know, that type of thing. So it's different for me, man, but it's a great transition. You got to transition sometime, man. I'm enjoying it right now, and I'm embracing it.
I don't know if you got a chance to actually see the blacked out Bucks game on Sunday. But even if you didn't, or regardless of whether you did or didn't, that's fine. But just from what you've seen in Josh Freeman, you know, every fan is trying to figure out what's the difference in this guy from 2010 to 2011 to now, where he looks like not the same player.
Well, you know, first of all, you know, Josh has to, you know, Josh needs a running game. They don't have much of a running game right now. And when I say a running game, you know, not, you know, they run a game that's a legitimate threat, you know, a guy that the defense, you know, really, really respects. They don't have that really right now. So I think Josh is a guy who definitely needs that. I think, you know, Josh is definitely coming off a season that didn't go so well. So, you know, naturally he spent all offseason evaluating that. You know, I see he went out and lost weight. He did a lot of things. So, you know, last season didn't sit well with him. I think Josh has to get back to that person that he was, you know, within the first and second years, you know, where he played real well. He played loose football, and he was just the epitome of a football player. You know, he was a guy who made plays with his feet. You know, he made huge throws. You know, he played well in the stretch, you know. And you know, sometimes, you know, guys get in a situation where they're, you know, you're thinking about the quarterback, thinking about the quarterback ratings, you know, and you're hearing all the criticisms, you know. And I definitely understand, you know, Josh wanted to be that guy that, you know, improves year to year. That last year didn't sit well with him. So I think right now he's just, you know, he doesn't look as loose as he used to. I think that's going to come. You know, I think that's naturally going to happen with him. But it's tough coming off for any player coming off a season like, last year, especially sure, for a guy that everybody looks to, you know, to be in charge, to lead the team, you know. So I think it's going to be a learning experience for him, and I think he comes out of it fine.
We're talking to former Bucks running back, fullback, Ernest Graham here on the Hooters Hotline on 98.7 The Fan. You know, you mentioned just right there about Josh Freeman not being loose. Was that an issue when you were on the team? Was it the kind of thing where you and Cadillac and some of the veterans actually worked or kept Josh loose, you know, just doing what vets do to young players? Or was he just a loose guy naturally? Was that something that somebody needed, you know, was he the guy that needed the jokes and the jabs and the confidence boosts?
No, I mean, he was a guy that was just always, he's just always a poised guy, you know, just kind of a smooth operator, man. Nothing really, you know, he never really got too high, he never really got too low, you know, he was just always that guy that was, you know, even keel, just a balanced guy. You know, I don't think that is any different now, but I, you know, he may, you know, and this is just anybody's guess, you know, I guess it could be, you know, him trying to fall into the idea of being a kind of a prototypical guy, you know, after last year. I think, you know, a lot of things have changed. I think is, you know, definitely he has some younger guys there. The team has changed. And being an older football player, an older quarterback, you know, certain things become just to be expected, you know, as opposed to, you know, a big deal when you do those things, you know. So I think it's a transition that every football player has to make. You know, he was a young guy that just played and, you know, and just made plays. And I think sometimes when you aspire to do more, you know, in your mind, I think it can be a bit, you know, idealistic. But I think when he goes back to the same game that Ward Dunn used to always say, man, it's just you're just playing a kid's game. You know, once he gets back to that mentality and he's just a football player, you know, a guy that's making the play that needs to be played and made in that moment, then I think Josh will be fine. I truly believe that.
Yeah, I was looking at some stats of LeGarrette Blount back in 2010, and I know you missed some time in 2010, but every time LeGarrette Blount had a 100-yard game, you were on the field playing fullback. And, you know, yeah, that could be coincidence, but I don't think so. And, you know, this year the Bucs are using the fullback a little bit more, it seems, than they have before. And, you know, former Bucs defensive end Steve White, who breaks down the Bucs online, and he made the comment that Eric Lorig doesn't have those running back eyes, that to be a good fullback, and if you have a running back following the fullback, it makes all the difference in the world if that fullback has running back eyes, you know, like you did. What do you see from the Bucs fullback play? Maybe what can you tell us about Eric Lorig, obviously a guy you know, and, you know, do you think the fullback situation is part of what's holding back the Bucs running game?
You know, I don't think it's what's holding it back. You know, I think, you know, Eric Lorig is a phenomenal athlete. I mean, me and him are, you know, are really good friends, and I used to, you know, I was definitely in a mentorship type of relationship with, you know, Eric Lorig when I was there. You know, I think he has all the capabilities, but I think he has to learn the position. You know, I think he has a huge upside. He has fantastic hands, but, you know, there's a lot of things that happen over the years that are instinctual in the position. And, you know, and I had the advantage of playing both halfback and fullback, so that stuff was that was really natural for me. And it may not come as natural, you know, to Eric Lorig. I think he's getting the job done. I think he's getting the job done, you know, as a typical fullback. But, you know, it's a lot of fullbacks. It's a number of fullbacks in the league that, you know, you point out the linebacker, he goes against the linebacker, you know, that aren't reading the plays like a kind of like a tailback would. I think that was the advantage of probably having myself, you know, at the tailback position. That, you know, we had the luxury to do that, not to mention that I played a lot of football. And I was talking to LeGarrette in the huddle. I was talking to him as we were coming out the huddle. You know, I was talking about what his, you know, his potential read should be. You know, we, you know, making sure we're seeing the same thing. Those are things I did because I played a lot of football. And I think once, you know, Eric Lorig and LeGarrette or Doug, they get on the same page and they, you know, they started to develop that chemistry, I think it happened for them. I don't think it's the sole reason. You know, I think it's naturally other reasons. But I definitely think Eric Lorig is a guy who can get it done at that position. He just has to find his way. He doesn't have a lot of games under his belt, you know, at the position. But he's a guy who can get it done.
And last question for you, Ernest, tonight. You mentioned right off the bat when I asked you about Freeman is that he needs a running game. From what you're seeing, you know, for the average fan, would you say it's just the running backs not performing? It's the play calling of them not sort of mixing up the runs, and I think we're seeing a little less power than we saw before. You know, in a minute, how would you sum it up for a fan who's wondering what's wrong with this running game that they're watching?
Be honest with you, and I've always been the guy that you know, I always mention LeGarrette and I always talk about how great he can be, and I think most people attribute to me being friends with him, but it's truly not. You know, I think LeGarrette is a special talent. He has certain things that you cannot teach. You know, I noticed the one play last game, it was a 2 or 3 yard gain of, you know, whatever it was, and, you know, he ran a guy over. You know what I mean? And that does a lot for the offensive line. It does a lot for the offense in general. You know, the short yardage, you know, run them down on the goal line, that does a lot. You know, running the ball is all mentality. And a guy like LeGarrette Blount, you know, I've been in the huddle. I was his fullback. I've been in the huddle when he comes back from making one of those phenomenal runs and looked in the eyes of the, you know, the offensive lineman. It makes it all worth it. You know, I think LeGarrette is a special guy. I think the passing game is tough for him. You know, I think that's something that he has to grow into. It doesn't come real natural for him. You know, so I think the problem that you get when he's getting the majority of the carries is that, you know, you become very, very predictable. And I think, but I still think things have kind of been predictable even as of now. But I think the offense really picks up once LeGarrette starts getting a lot more carries. You know, I think as far as the Bucs offense is concerned, I think it's two guys, you know, right now, as far as the skill positions are concerned, that the league really, really respect. And I know other teams, you know, don't want to see them coming their way, and that's Vincent Jackson and that's LeGarrette Blount.
Sure, you know, I
think once LeGarrette Blount gets on the field, I mean, I'm looking out at those defensive backs when LeGarrette Blount is coming downhill. And then he's the guy, once he gets to the second level, it's not a matter of whether he can break one tackle. I mean, LeGarrette can get tackled by two, three guys and still drag those guys for 3 or 4 yards. I mean, that's huge for offense. You know, every little yard is huge for offense. You know, I think LeGarrette is a unique problem that they're going to have to embrace. I truly think the offense takes off, you know, as soon as he starts getting more carries. I think a lot happens once LeGarrette. His role has increased as far as the offense is concerned.
Absolutely. Thanks a lot, Ernest, for joining us here on 98.7 The Fan. Always a pleasure, and it's fun to hear, you know, from the guy, like you said, who's seen the fear and the terror in the eyes of the second opposing secondaries. You know, that means a lot, and that's not something you can see on TV. You got to be looking right through the helmet. Hey, Ernest, right. Hopefully we can do it again sometime. Appreciate it.
All right. Talk to you soon.
Ernest Graham.